All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us the same number. So these folk want to take away the parental rights of certain people who have been locked away. And if you look at those who support it, you know, groups like the State Bar of Wisconsin, which supports the measures, what the hell business is it of the State Bars Association?
I'd love to hear a nuanced take on that, because, yeah, that's freaky.
And then they say the point is not to break up families. If we have a parent that's incarcerated and has no interest in the child, and the child's in a situation that needs permanency, we want the child to have that hope of stability and permanency in a stable home. How are they going to deliver that? As I said earlier, there are all of these kids waiting to be adopted, waiting to wind up in homes.
Mm-hmm.
That right now, even with that, with this law not being in place, there's still all of these children waiting for somebody to step up and make their lives meaningful. All you're going to do is add to that number of children. You're not going to increase the people who are willing to step up and then take these children on.
And if we apply these guidelines that they have lined out here, it's going to be a lot of children. I mean, this could be used and applied very broadly.
I know, but again, man, I'm asking, why now? Why is this an issue? But you find these lawmakers, and I'm sorry, man, Madison is the worst. The state of Wisconsin, you know, well, maybe I shouldn't say the worst. They sometimes are going one and two with Utah.
Yeah.
But with these crazy ideas, man, I'm losing faith in this society. I really am.
I mean, our leaders are corrupt. They're bigoted. They're on a mission, on a dangerous, dangerous mission. And they have to be stopped. So, yes, we should lose faith.
Well, there's no way to stop them unless people in this audience and when they vote, that they vote for the right thing, people, and the right reasons. The only reason that these things are happening is because people vote for these people and they mm-hmm. agree with what these people are saying and doing. Otherwise, they would have those people, never put them back in office.
And gerrymandering basically precludes the election. You know, it's decided before it happens. It's really, really hard to change the tide in some of these heavily gerrymandered districts.
You know, man, I don't, as I was watching this, it was after having spent some time this morning being frustrated. I think all of us have had family members who've died from cancer.
Yeah.
I don't think any of us have escaped that. And if you have, just live a little longer.
And everyone's been at least touched by it.
I said, well, just live a little longer, and eventually you will be. President Joe Biden today said, we're going to expedite, we're going to make sure that we can end cancer as we know it. And I got to thinking, you know, I've heard this before. And anybody... we live in a nation, man, that can send, you know, rockets to Mars, right? We've got contraptions on Mars flying around, you know, taking samples. We're able to navigate all those different systems and make it to Mars and send photos back, Evan. And you know, and so something about the human beings and what we can accomplish and get done And yet cancer is still the number two killer outside of heart disease. And now Joe Biden is saying, we're going to fix it. We're going to take care of it. You and I know they can. Nobody can tell me that we don't have the cure for many of the cancers that that we struggle with, in this society. Because we help create them, number one. We create those cancers that you and I eventually and many of our loved ones are dying from. And yet we hear now the President of the United States saying, we are going to put forth, this effort. You already know how to do it, President Biden. The president before you knew how to get it done. The president before him knew how to get it done. We know why you don't get it done. I was talking about how much pharmaceuticals cost and how much money is being made. And so the amount of money that is being made precludes all of those things, people's lives and all. I get frustrated with the world that we live in. And tonight is no different, man. It's no different. I don't know why we won't just get these things done. And I don't know why we as the people, as Tom always says, we the people. Where is that?
People,
where is we the people?
They don't feel empowered to make a difference. They feel like this stuff is above their pay grade. It's almost why people vote, so they don't have to think about it. And that's part of that's one thing that we have to change, that people have to think about it.
Well, I come on here 5 nights a week to try to get people to think about it.
And you do the work,
Well, because I could come on and talk about frivolous things, but life is too precious to talk about frivolous things.
And we're on a precipice. We're sort of running out of time. We do need to, we do have to make people see it.
Yeah, we really do, man. And I'm going to continue down that path. And, I could come on and talk about, what's his name? Yee and Kim Kardashian, or what's the guy's name?
Oh, I don't know.
Kanye West.
Kanye West. There it is. Yes.
You see that foolishness.
Yeah. No, and people, it makes me sick, man.
And people are watching and focusing on all of that foolishness. I don't know, man. How many of these game shows do you watch, man?
None. Not a one, because
I don't. There's 100 games. The dumbing down of the American people is complete.
Yeah. No, and that is.
I remember 30 years ago, they started talking about the dumbing down of the American people. They've succeeded.
Yes, yes. If anything, they went too fast. The reason why we're having so much, there's this giant tangle right now. What we saw, COVID only made it go faster.
Well,
too quickly that we wouldn't even be having this conversation.
We were dumbed down long before COVID. And if you think we're not dumbed down, Donald Trump's name is everywhere. He's all over the media is talking about Donald Trump.
Getting hundreds of millions of dollars from these people.
And people are focusing on him. We got to go to a break. We'll talk about it on the other side. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.